Police Headquarters, Captain Nelson. All right. Now, thank you, Doctor. Let's file your report with Sergeant O'Brien. Well, there you are, Tommy. Nothing to it. Dr. Armstrong just reported the death was due to exposure.
Yeah, don't try to kid an old hand at the game, Cap. That bird you found in National Park didn't die of exposure. Not in this balmy spring weather. That's just a
stall. Tommy, if I didn't know you so well, if I hadn't walked beats on the east side with your father, I'd toss you out on your ear.
You never saw the day you could do that, Captain. Us newspaper men come from hardy stock.
Yeah, the kind of stock that makes good coppers. Why don't you go back to the game, Tommy?
What?
No matter how many headlines you have your name under, you'll always be just a cop at heart. Just a dumb, good-natured cop.
Oh, yeah? Listen, Cap. Anytime I fall for that line, I'll join the Marines and go to China. If you had a nose for news, you'd be a new newspaper man yourself. It's instinct, Cap, that hits you in this business. Instinct.
Yeah?
Lady to see you, Captain.
Yeah, sure in. Now, I got a visitor coming in, Tommy. If you're a good boy, you can sit in here while I see what she wants. But understand, any more yapping out of you, and out you go.
Okay, teacher.
Come in.
Oh. Captain Nelson?
Yes?
I wonder if you'd mind talking to me for a minute, Captain.
Why, certainly not. Come in. Oh, take this chair, please.
Thank you.
Now, what is it, Mrs.?
Gowan. Mrs. Martha Gowan. Perhaps I shouldn't have bothered you, Captain. I know how busy you police officers always are, but...
Quite all right, Mrs. Gowan. If you just tell me...
You see, I told the officer at the desk, and he just sort of smiled and didn't say anything, and I... Well,
if you just tell me, Mrs. Gowan. Now, what's wrong? Is someone in your family missing?
Well, not exactly, Captain. You see, it's my niece, Patricia.
She's missing?
No, Captain. It's her cat that's missing.
Tommy. Mrs. Gowan... What were the circumstances surrounding the cat's disappearance?
Well, Patricia was playing with the cat in the backyard when all of a sudden it bounded over the fence and into the yard next door. Running to the gate, my niece saw another little girl about her age snatch the cat into her arms and run into the house next door.
And did you inquire about the cat?
Yes, and they said that I must be mistaken, that there was no little girl living there. And that there was certainly no cat in their house.
Perhaps your niece was mistaken.
No. I'm sure of that, Captain. Patricia is exceedingly truthful.
How long have these people lived next door to you?
For more than 12 years. And, Captain...
What were you about to say, Mrs. Gowan?
Oh, there's something dreadful about that place, Captain. The Croxtons have lived in that house for 12 years. And never once have I seen them, except going in and out. Why, that house hasn't seen the light of day since the day they moved into it.
Why is that?
Because the shades haven't been up in 12 years.
Just what does this Mr. Cruxton do, Mrs. Gowan?
I can't tell you that, Captain. He leaves home with his sister every morning at 8:30, and I hardly ever see them return.
Do they keep any servants?
Yes, an old man. A horrible-looking old man. I've threatened to move several times, but then, after all, why should I? They never make any noise. It's just the deathly silence.
Well, Mrs. Gowan, I'm afraid you've allowed yourself to become overwrought about the kitten. It'll probably come home. And if it doesn't...
Yes?
Well, I'll just stroll around and ask the Croctons about it myself.
Tonight.
Sit down and shut up, Tommy. I'm talking on the phone. Yes? What time is this? I see. Well, stay on the job, Evan. I'll be around about 4.
Hey, you look worried, Cap.
I've been doing some thinking, Tommy.
That's sort of unusual, isn't it?
Yeah. How's it feel? I'm in no mood for sarcasm today. I've got news for you.
You don't mean to tell me the cat has met with foul play.
No. But the day I called upon the Croxtons, you know, Tommy, I'm inclined to agree with Mrs. Gowan. I don't know just why, but I do.
Yeah, it's your keen sense of perception working, Cap. Keep on, and you'll find that cat yet.
It isn't the cat that's worrying me, Tommy. It's the story about that little girl.
Yeah, but the Croxtons said there wasn't any little girl in their house.
Yeah, I know. That's what they told Mrs. Gowan. Today, they told me that the little girl hadn't picked up the cat, practically admitting that there was a little girl in there. They said she tried to, but the cat got away. Yeah, very wise. We cast the matter aside and rest.
And it's settled. What are you worrying about now?
Well, I had a talk with Mrs. Gowan's niece, and she impressed me very much as a youngster who always tells the truth. She said that a very ragged, dirty little girl had snatched up the cat and run inside.
And they're both screwy, if you ask me.
If you had a nose for news, Tommy, you'd ask me what I intend doing.
All right, I'll ask you. What do you intend to do about this matter, Captain Nelson?
I intend to get into that house this afternoon and find out what's going on behind those shades. And, Tommy, if you're a good actor, you can go with me.
To let you talk me into this, Cap. I look like a clown in this outfit.
No, you don't, Tommy. You look like an employee of a municipal water company, and you better act the part. This Dr. Croxton is a smart man.
Well, it's all a lot of hooey, if you ask me. What are you stopping here for?
One of the boys from the office was to meet me here. Oh, here he is. What'd you find out, Pete?
Nothing much, Captain. This guy Croxton runs a brokerage business downtown, has a select clientele. Company name is Overton & Sons. A very retiring sort of guy. Keeps out of sight most of the time. Nasty disposition.
How about the wrapping paper you found in their trash box?
I took it over to Powers. He traced it to the Brooks Capital Company. They said that regular deliveries were made to Croxton's house here, but they couldn't reveal the nature of the orders. Mr. Brooks understood that Croxton was an amateur chemist.
I see. All right, Pete, you've done very well. Get back to your post. We're going inside that house. Come on, Tommy.
I'm getting interested in this, Cap. All this talk about deliveries of chemicals and supplies... Hey, you don't think that that has...
I'm not saying what I think right now, Tommy. But if you're half the cop that your dad was, you'll know that there's something wrong here.
But what?
Now, don't appear too interested when you get in the house. Croxton is out. Her sister's the only one home. And from the glance I got at her this morning, she's as mean, if not meaner, than Croxton.
Can't she recognize you in that getup?
Yeah, well, that's up to you. Start a line of patter and keep it going.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be water company inspectors. Mm-hmm. And it's up to you to keep the woman engaged in conversation while I get around and look at the house.
You leave it to me, Cap. It's an ugly looking place, isn't it? I wouldn't live here on a bet.
Well?
Sorry to bother you, madam, but we're inspectors for the water company. We're running a new main through here, and we'll have to inspect and check the condition of your faucet.
But there's no reason.
Oh, just take a minute, madam. Come on in, Tim. You can take the upstairs taps, and I'll check the ones down here. Now, if you'll show me where the meter is, ma'am.
I'm sure that this is all a lot of...
Oh, sorry, ma'am. Company orders. Man's got to make a living nowadays. Well, you know, just the other day, the new inspectors were let out for missing a single house in the route. Can you imagine that? A single house, and they let them out. Where's the kitchen?
Where's that other man going?
Well, he's going upstairs to check for the bath fixtures. I'll need your help in the kitchen, ma'am, if you'll just open the door. All right. Nice kitchen you've got here. Nice and large. You know, ma'am, that's the trouble with most kitchens. They're too small, make you feel cramped and uncomfortable. A man likes to be able to...
I wish you'd please hurry.
Yes, ma'am, hurry up. That's me, you know. I got the company medal last year for reading the meters the fastest of any of the boys.
What else are you going to do in here?
Well, not too much more, ma'am. Now, if you'll just turn that tap on for me, please. That'll be enough. Now, the other one, please, ma'am. That's good. Now, are there any other taps down here? Any other laundry rooms?
No, there aren't. And if you're finished, I wish you'd please go.
All right, ma'am, but, you know, man's got to make a living. But things are where they are now. Things are pretty...
Are you finished?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'll show you to the door.
Oh, my partner finished before me. Everything okay, Tim?
Everything okay upstairs. Did you make a motor test?
No. We can do that later on the outside. Let's take a look at the lawn hydrants and go.
Okay. I'm sorry we had to bother you, ma'am.
Are you finished?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Well, I guess that's all. Thank you, ma'am.
Find anything, Cap?
Just what I wanted. Quick, back around the corner here. Yeah, this will be all right. We can keep an eye on the house from here, and they can't see us. Look what I've got under my coat.
Holy smoke, a dead cat.
Yes, and I'm taking this cat to the police surgeon right away. I want to find out what killed it. I also found something else in that house.
What?
A dirty, ragged girl, chained in an upstairs closet. And Tommy, that little girl is in a very dangerous condition. You keep an eye on the house. I'll be back within an hour.
What did you find out, Cap?
All I need to know. Come on.
Where are we going?
I had a search warrant issued. We're going into that house and release that little girl. But what?
Well, this guy Croxton went in there about 10 minutes ago.
What?
I'm sure it was him. He was a dead ringer for that sister of his.
Hurry, Tommy. They're on to us. The sister probably called for Croxton to come right home. If we want to save that child's life, we'll have to hurry.
Well, what did you find out about the cat, Captain?
All I needed to know. Don't ask questions now.
Okay.
I'll tell you one thing, though. That cat was killed with morphine. All right. Knock on the door.
What do you want?
I'm Captain Nelson from the local precinct. I have a warrant to search your house.
Well, I'm sure there must be some mistake.
No, there isn't. Come on in, Tommy.
Look out, Cap! No, you don't. Sure, you're quick. The police! Get that woman quick, Tommy. Get her!
Ah, good boy.
All right, now. Up those stairs, both of you.
Why, you can't do this. You haven't got a thing on us. You can't.
No, I can't, huh? Here, unlock this door.
I don't have the key.
Unlock this door.
All right. There.
Yeah, there's the little girl, Tommy. Get her loose.
Oh, dear, the poor kid.
Stay away from me. Stay away from me. Don't hurt me anymore.
We're not going to hurt you, honey. We're your friends. Here, let me take that chain off your leg.
No. Don't hurt me. Stay away.
Oh, no, honey. No. There, there. We're not going to hurt you. See?
Don't let them hurt me. Please don't let them stick me again. Please don't.
Stick you? What do you mean, honey? Oh, here, don't cry.
I'll tell you what she means. This dirty skunk has been manufacturing drugs in this house for years. This little girl was the daughter of one of his victims. And for more than a year, he's been keeping her chained in this closet, giving her morphine shots to keep her quiet.
That's a lie! That's a lie! You won't get her!
You dirty rat. Killing was too good for you.